Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with Ray here from Revolution Advantage. With a name like that, it's hard to tell what they do, but it looks like you guys are the masters of canes, right?
We have canes, Michael, yes. The difference with the Revolution Advantage cane is that it's made from graphite, from carbon fibre, which means there's no metal in it at all. That gives it a light feel, very light touch, and it's very strong and very responsive to the different textures of the ground. And it's also a five-piece cane, unlike most canes, which are four-piece canes. So as a five-piece cane, it folds up even smaller mix, carrying it around in your pocket or in your bag, that much easier.
Okay, and then what lengths do you have? What range?
Wow, there's a wide range of lengths. In fact, actually, I've got, just here, I've got a kiddie's cane, which is a tiny little cane. And that's very short. You can feel how short that is. So we start right down there for a child.
Okay, well, let me feel one that's more like maybe 56 inches, see how heavy it is. That feels pretty light, but that's a very small cane.
This is a 56-inch graphite.
Okay.
So you feel that's a very light cane.
Yeah, it is.
And it doesn't have any whip in it, because a lot of canes over the years have been designed and they end up with a whip in them, which isn't so good when you're trying to use it this week.
And you used a good rope, so it ties up nice. Some of the new ones use a cheap material, then it doesn't hold well. I don't know why they've gone. It's a five-piece?
That's a five-piece. That's sports-grade bungee elastic.
Yeah, and good old bungee.
Another interesting fact about graphite is that it will not cut through the bungee. You know the old aluminium canes?
Yes.
They'll often cut through the bungee. And if your cane falls into four pieces in your hands, you're stranded. You've lost your independence.
Exactly. I've been there, done that, in the heart of Chicago, where it wasn't convenient, I might add. So.
It's never convenient, particularly in the heart of Chicago. So this one will
or
not...
Or once, how durable? I know I just broke one last year trying to climb over a mountain of snow and ice.
Right.
Well, and I guess I was, to prevent falling, I put my weight on it, which is an unnatural force for any cane. But
yes, well, for reasons, legal reasons, we would never sell this cane to be a support cane. We do a support cane, but the material is extremely strong, and in the event that you needed to rely on it, it would be more than likely to hold your weight, and so I think you'd be quite pleased with that.
Well, very good. And how much is this unit?
Well, at the show, we're doing this primary cane for $27 with a straight tip, or $37 with a roller tip. The roller tip tends to be the most popular choice. But
explain that. Maybe people are never worked with that.
Okay. Well, traditionally, people used to be taught to use what was called a two-point touch with a cane, and that would be tap to the left.
Right, left to the right, yeah.
But that really did leave out a huge amount of area that you weren't exploring in between. For example, there was an inspection cover open on the sidewalk. You wouldn't know it was there. You'd go straight down it. So people then started to use a constant touch, where their canes in touch with the ground all the time, and they will sweep it from left to right as they walk. But of course, that puts a lot of wear on a standard tip.
Right, dragging the ground at all times.
Exactly, yes. So someone clever, much cleverer than I, invented a roller tip, so it actually rolls left to right as you move the cane and reduces the amount of friction and the amount of wear. And by far, the vast majority of people do use now a roller tip on their cane.
That would be, that sounds interesting, but I've always learned to do the tap, double tap, as you say, so
yeah.
That would be an acclimation to getting used to letting my cane drag on the ground like that.
Yes.
But that's...
Yes, you might like to try it. And indeed, there are some people here today who are evidently constant contact people but still prefer to use a straight tip. And you'll see them, because their tips are worn down to about 45 degrees after a few months.
Yes, it doesn't take long.
No, but they're replaced for $3, so it's not a problem.
Very good. Why don't you give your contact information, website and phone number for people to reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll give the head office of Revolution Advantage Canes, which is at Dearborn Place in Poway, California. So let's give a number. It's 0800, 1800. Sorry, I'm from England. We have 0800.
Right.
You have 1800.
Yes.
382-5132. I'll say that again. 1-800-382-5132, and you can go to www.advantagecanes.com, and give them a call, talk to Marisa. She's the girl that makes them all, and she'd love to hear from anyone that's interested in her canes.
Well, very good. Thanks a lot. I'm sure a lot of people will check that out, because good canes are hard to find anymore unless you get your hands on. They're not made as well as they used to be. I mean, cane technology has really evolved.
It has, and I've sold this cane in the UK for 7 years, and I can honestly say I haven't had one unhappy customer. They're a great cane, and do try them.
Well, very good. Thanks a lot. From Revolution Advantage at CSUN 2009, this is Michael Loft for SAMNet Radio, your station, your community.